of adjustment has been provided by filing the annual meeting schedule with the municipal clerk as required by law, and by filing this agenda and notice with the municipal clerk, posting prominently in the municipal building, and mailing to the Trentonian newspaper. Guess we'll call the roll.
Call the roll. Mr. Blaney?
Present.
Ms. Denver? Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Raza?
Present.
Ms. Sigalakis?
Here.
Mr. Camasco?
Here.
Mr. Edelstein? I hope he's not upstairs.
Okay, so we have the administration of the oath of office.
I see a new face, please. Mr. Raza, if you would. Oh, Bruce, you're reappointed?
Yes.
What's this, about the ninth time?
And we're happy to have him.
Absolutely, that's great. Okay, gentlemen, if you'd raise your right hand, aye, please state your name.
Aye, Bruce Camasco.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of New Jersey.
And of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of a member of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Member of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And if you could just sign those before you leave tonight and leave them over here. Thank you.
We have, as this is our reorganization meeting, the election of the chairperson and vice chairperson. Anyone like to make a nomination for the chairperson?
I would like to renominate Christina Holtham to continue on as chair this year.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you so much for putting your faith in to continue as chairperson. Next on the agenda, we have the election of the vice chairperson. Anyone would like to make a nomination? I would personally
like to nominate Bruce for vice chair.
How do you feel about that, Bruce?
Fine.
Okay. I was going to make a nomination for Mr. Johnson to continue in his role as vice chair.
Bruce, are you an alternate?
You're alternate.
I'm sorry.
You're an alternate, right. Bruce, right?
Yeah, yes. You got to be a regular.
Okay.
Those shoes.
I'm sorry.
No, I made a mistake. I would like to nominate Mr. Johnson. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking clearly.
Don't
worry. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I've been called worse than Bruce.
Do I have a second for Mr. Johnson's nomination?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay.
Ms. Holtham, could we just go back? I believe Mr. Edelstein has joined us, and
sure.
We could administer the oath of office.
Of course. Welcome, Mr. Edelstein.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay.
Mr. Edelstein, would you stand up, please? I'm your lawyer, and I'm going to swear you in. Please. Say it. I, please state your name.
I, Jeff Edelstein.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of New Jersey.
And of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of a member of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Of a member of the Lawrence Township Zoning Board of Adjustment.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
If you would sign that little oath before you leave, and I'll acknowledge it.
Will
Thank
do.
You.
Okay, so next up are the appointments of the attorney, recording secretary, engineer, in-house secretary, planning consultant, traffic consultant. Does anyone have any comments on these? And if not, I propose that we move them in bulk. That would be resolutions 1-26Z to 6-26Z.
Yes, I'll make a motion because nobody else is volunteering.
Thank
I'll
you,
make a motion to appoint all these positions as an agenda item number 3.
With our current slate of professionals. Great. And a second?
I'll second.
Great. We just do all in favor. So, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We also need to appoint a representative to the Growth and Redevelopment Committee. As all of you who have been here for a while know, Charlie was our longtime representative to that committee. So I'd say, like, compared to some previous years, this is really an opening, and we want to fill it. And if anyone is interested in doing that, make yourself known. Does it have to be can it be an alternate member? Does it have to be a full member?
I think that's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Can you tell us what it entails anyway, just so you know?
It's going to the growth and redevelopment meetings, which are generally once a month, maybe once every 2 months. They have an annual event. It's encouraging businesses. Sometimes they get involved in other things like providing pamphlets about how businesses can apply for permits through the township. Review. When we did the Brunswick Pike Boulevard Improvement Plan, you know, we presented it at a meeting of growth and redevelopment for their review and comment. That's about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is anybody interested, willing to be our representative to the Growth and Redevelopment Committee?
I'm going to nominate the first person that raises their hand.
So this probably won't count, but I'm a member of that committee also. Could I double dip?
Does that
yes.
to be there?
Yes.
Sure. So that's done.
Sold. Taking care of. Do we need to vote on that, or
it's actually a chair's appointment? So.
Okay, you are hereby appointed.
There we go.
All right. Thank you. We have the adoption of our annual report, Resolution 7-26Z. Are there any corrections or suggestions anyone had for that?
Thanks. I don't know if this belongs in the annual report or not. I didn't have any disagreement with anything that was in there. It seemed like an accurate description of what we did last year. One concern that I would, I don't know if the annual report maybe not be the best way to communicate this. So I'm asking what the best way is. I'm very glad to see that we have finally filled 2 open positions on the board. I'd like to welcome Mr. Raza and Mr. Edelstein. I was concerned that it took the council so long to appoint 2 members. And Mr. Ford's seat was vacant for, I think close to a year and a half, and Charlie's was vacant for about 10 months. And that puts us at risk when we have use case applications. It puts extra pressure on the people who are here and coming, because we have to make sure that we show up. We feel like we have to be here to make sure we have a quorum. And I feel like, I feel like the public these days is watching these basic functions of government. And one of the things the council is supposed to do is make sure that these state-mandated boards are, have the right number of people on them. So I don't know, if that's been communicated to them or how or if they could, but I just want to flag that as for me, that's a concern. As now in my 10th year as a board member, I've never seen that happen, where we had vacancies go that long, and I felt a lot of pressure, honestly, and I wouldn't want to see that happen again, that we went so long with those vacancies. It doesn't feel to me like such a hard thing to find good people to serve in them.
So would that be something that would be appropriate for the annual report, or just the fact that it's on the record, or something?
Well, actually, it'd probably be appropriate to include in this year's report. In other words, recognize that at the reorganization meeting, the board was appreciative of having a full board, including two alternates. So that's something that's happening today, and you could certainly recognize that, and then hopefully the governing body would be happy to hear that. So I would hold that. Maybe Brandon can make a little note, and we'll put that in the report for next year.
Okay. And thanks for hearing me.
And just FYI, this report does get sent to council.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, was it because we didn't have applicants, or was it because the council just was dragging their feet and approving? If you're at liberty to say.
We can sidebar about this later on. Okay. So then do I hear a motion to approve the annual report for 2025? Those who are here in 2025?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We also have the minutes for approval from our December 17th meeting, which was brief but exciting, I think we'll say. So here, if everyone who was here and had a chance to review the minutes, if your motion to accept those, I didn't personally have any corrections, but refer to the board if there were any that you saw.
I have a question regarding the second use. I know we discussed this at length at the December meeting. Mm-hmm. Has anything further developed?
I think that Mr. Schmier can provide an update on that in a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did I hear a motion to accept the December 17th minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Second. I will second it.
Okay, so it's Ms. Holtham, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Cohen, and Mr. Comasco.
Okay. Second.
Okay.
All
in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we move to public participation for items that are not on the agenda. Hello, welcome, members of the public. Do you have any items that you'd like to discuss with the zoning board?
Well, actually, I came here for the 84 Maryland Avenue. They had supposed to be a hearing tonight.
So maybe that will be good because Mr. Schmier can give an update on that application. So the board did hear that application in December and denied it.
Oh, okay. I was here then, but I wasn't sure if it was denied.
Oh, yeah. So it went to the municipal court, but maybe Mr. Schmier, you're in a better position
sure.
to give us an update.
Yeah, as you may recall, on December 17th, you know, the minutes. Nobody showed up from the other side. So the board denied the application without prejudice, meaning they could file a new application if they wanted to come back. We informed the municipal court that that's what happened. And this resolution tonight would go over to the municipal court. But Brenda's already informed them. They know that this matter was dismissed and it's not pending currently before the board. I have had conversations with a new attorney that the applicants have hired is a fellow that understands land use, he speaks Spanish, and he wants to get this thing resolved in a way that everybody can be happy. So I have put that individual in touch with Jim Kyle, because as you may recall from the reports we received, I think Jim had some good suggestions about what could be done to bring the property into compliance with the law and what couldn't be done. And so I understand that Jim will talk with this attorney and see if they can work something out. The matter will probably not come back here for another application, but it'll probably go to the municipal court.
Okay.
So you should follow the agenda for the municipal court over there if you can. Check with them once in a while mm-hmm. and see if it's gonna be back on their docket. But I'm pretty optimistic. I know the players and I know the intention of the applicants is now to be cooperative and try to work it out. And I think that there are ways to work it out to make the property legal again, make it compliant, and then move on. So I would just stay in touch with the clerk over at the municipal court.
Okay.
that's where we are.
And so then we have the resolutions from last month's meeting, which is the bulk variance application ZB8/25 for 27 Nassau Drive. If anyone would like to make a motion to approve that application, that resolution.
I'll move to approve resolution 8-26Z.
Great, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll do a roll call because there's only a few. Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Camasco?
Oh, sorry, yes. Sorry.
And Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to vote here. Right here, yes.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then we have resolution 9-26Z, which is denying the use and bulk variance application ZB3/24 for 84 Myrtle Line Avenue. So we have to approve the resolution denying the application.
Yes.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Great.
Okay, Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Mr. Camasco?
Yes.
Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
And Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Well, that covers it for the agenda that we have tonight. For our new members, I'll just share that how we typically run these meetings when we have a application before us is that we'll hear the testimony from the witnesses, we'll give our board professionals the opportunity to ask questions of those witnesses, then I open it up to board members to ask questions, and then members of the public, and then save testimony for the end of the application. So we're usually a pretty friendly, collaborative bunch. I don't think we've had too many circumstances where we wildly disagreed, so welcome aboard. Happy to have you. And our next meeting is March 18th.
Well, we are going to cancel March 18th.
I'm
sorry.
Fantastic.
We do have several applications, but no one is quite ready. And they are all use variances, so it's great we have a full board again.
Great.
Well, then, what is the date of the April meeting?
Nuts. Let me check.
15th, I think?
Yes, it's April 15th.
Fantastic, okay.
I will send out an official cancellation, though, in the next day or two.
Okay, great. Well, see you all in April.